Something about Mary teaches to us.
My name's Joseph, I'm 18 and I'm from the States. Just today, with three of my friends, we went up to the cupola at St. Peter's to see the Holy Father as he took off in the helicopter. And so we were blessed to actually get a spot directly on the side facing the inside of the Vatican. And we were just sitting there and, I don't know, I just didn't know what to do with myself. It was so hard to see him go. And so I just reached in my pocket. My friend gave me a rosary earlier yesterday. And so I just started praying it, and then I started praying it out loud. And by the time I was done with the creed, one of my friends had joined me, and so I just started praying the Our Father very loudly. I was surrounded by easily 40 people just on that side of the top of the cupola. And so we just started praying the rosary aloud, me and my three friends. And a few of us knew the Hail Marys or Our Father in different languages, so we started to pray it, and the people around us joined. And one girl I never even met before, I handed her the rosary and she led the fourth mystery in German. And another man who I met later named Alessandro led it in Italian. It was amazing that we were all gathered there because our Holy Father was departing and we loved him. But we all, in that moment of sadness, appealed to our mother as well. You know, we all were so different. We had different backgrounds. We have different languages. But we shared a Holy Father, and we shared a Blessed Mother. And in praying to her, I've never felt so close to the Church. I've never felt so powerfully the gift of brotherhood and sisterhood within the Church by virtue of our baptism. We're united in the Church. We're united by having a Father. Both in heaven and at the Vatican, but we're also united by our mother and her love and her yes that gives us the opportunity to be courageous and to say yes to our daily crosses and our daily sacrifices. It's been very hard saying goodbye to Pope Benedict the 16th, especially as he retires and under an hour now, but I look to Mary to give me the strength to get through it, but more than the strength to get through it, the strength to grow through it and to grow towards Christ and closer to my brothers and sisters in Christ.